Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. We come to you each and every weeknight on the Infinity Sports Network, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, all the way till 2 a.m. Central time zone, that would be 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Mountain, I won't forget about you, that would be 8 p.m. to midnight. And then Pacific, we're 7 to 11. So also, Hawaii, Alaska, I don't know. I haven't figured those out, but it's drive time. How was your day at work? You could also find us on the Odyssey app, Sirius XM channel 375. Talking some possible relocations. In hour number one, if you want to use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app, Cincinnati Bengals lease is up, who knew? And the A's, are they going to make it the whole 3 years in Sacramento? Could they have to go back to Oakland? I'll leave you with that. You can grab the podcast or, again, the rewind feature for more. But right now is where we want to be. Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. I will remind you that the Bartometer is moving. That's right. The Bartometer is moving to Tuesdays. Same time, but on Tuesdays. And that will be, today is the 3rd of April. That will be 5 months from now on September 2nd, football season. Almost we got to get through spring, summer, and then right before fall. So your second graders will be third graders by the time we move. All right? You found a new folder. That's good. Alex is armed with us tonight. But it is right now. It is Thursday. It is Thursday, and we are here. We are ready. Let's fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time for the Bartometer, and tonight we look at quarterbacks that have been acquired by teams since January 1st, 2020. I saw a nice piece from Tom Blair at NFL.com where he laid out what some of the acquisitions have been, but with not a ranking. We love rankings here in this business. I created artificial intelligence specifically to rank things. So what a perfect topic to throw into my machine, which again is about yay tall, yay wide, weighs oh so many pounds, runs on solar gas, my blood, the tears of my enemies, and more. Found a peanut, threw it in there, found a peanut last night. And so the Bartometer is going to tell us of all the quarterbacks that have been acquired, no matter how they've been acquired, since 2020, which have been the best. So we start with number 8. Number 8, I feel like, is the most interesting and could be the most controversial when we find out who got left off the list. But number 8 is the Vikings' acquisition of Sam Darnold in March of 2024, that 1-year, $10 million contract. not only did they do well with him, they picked up a guy they had no expectation for and won 14 games. That's a pretty big deal. Now, it did all come crashing down at the end like it typically does for the Vikings. But he has left them in a pretty good spot. They've got J.J. McCarthy, who was hurt, so that was great insurance to have him. Otherwise, God knows what they would be. And you've built a good enough team around them that J.J. McCarthy should be able to step in. And do we think, like, we saw Bo Nix, we saw Jaden Daniels, we saw some of these guys last year, even Drake May. Do we think that J.J. McCarthy can't step in and, I don't want to say play as well as Sam Darnold, there were weeks where we thought he could be the MVP, but be in a pretty good ecosystem where he can thrive and win double-digit games and get to the playoffs? I think the Vikings have to be very ecstatic about the level that Darnold got them to and also the situation that he left them in. Furthermore, his leaving is most likely going to net the Vikings a third-round pick as a compensatory pick in next year's draft. So Sam Darnold going to the Vikings as a free agent does get on this list at number 8. At number 7, number 7 is the Washington Commanders drafting of Jaden Daniels, second overall in the 2024 NFL Draft. Now, they didn't have the first choice. Who would they have taken with the first choice? Would they have taken Daniels? Would they have taken Caleb Williams? Caleb Williams seemed to be the preeminent number one, but they did have a decision to make. A bunch of other guys went. And their taking of Jaden Daniels not only propelled them to an NFC Championship game, so better than some of these other guys left off the list, propelled them to an NFC Championship game, but has put them in a good position where now the Commanders are a team people want to play for. And they're one of the few teams that I think after the playoffs could come out of it if they didn't win the Super Bowl. Philadelphia, of course, feeling good about what track they are on. Jaden Daniels was there at 2. They took him at 2. They got to an NFC Championship game. And what the Commanders want to do over the next few years is build a team that will probably, any iteration of this Commanders team is going to be better than the one that got to the NFC Championship game. Will they get that far again? We'll have to see. But the team will continue to improve. And another thing is it actually provided some definition to what the Commanders franchise is. Remember, this was the Washington football team. This was their other name. And there was still some discussion about maybe moving off the Commanders even. But he has solidified an identity. They are the Commanders. They have a bright future going forward. I will tell you, with Jaden Daniels at 7 and Sam Darnold at 8, here are some of the quarterbacks that will not be on this list. The Bartometer wants you to know now. It does not want you to be in anticipation if Drake May is going to be on the list or not. Geno Smith to Seattle, or I guess Las Vegas, not on this list. Baker Mayfield to Tampa, not on this list. Russell Wilson, the new three teams he's been on since 2020, not on this list. Certainly no Aaron Rodgers. And Jaden Daniels and Sam Darnold get in ahead of C.J. Stroud, drafted number 2. Jaden got farther, and I think there's a brighter future. Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, Drake May. None of those guys are going to fall in the top 6 of best quarterback acquisitions since 2020. Darnold at 8, Daniels at 7. At number 6. At number 6 is going to be Jared Goff to the Detroit Lions. Got to an NFC Championship game. He was acquired for Matt Stafford. He'll probably be on this list. Along with a bunch of picks. So the picks themselves, the trade themselves, there's a lot of guys, Jameson Williams, other guys they were able to select with those picks. But Jared Goff has been good. Okay? Jared Goff has been a productive and valuable quarterback. A Pro Bowl quarterback. He threw 4,500 yards, 34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. His ability to play so well under Ben Johnson's system made Ben Johnson a superstar coordinator. Jared Goff, is he a top 5 quarterback? No. Is he a top 10? Depends on how far from Ford Field you might live. But he's certainly one of the better quarterback acquisitions, helping, not alone, but helping usher in this new era of Giants football. Number 5. Best quarterback acquisition since 2020. Number 5 is going to be Joe Burrow. The number 1 overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. A lot of other ways that the Bengals could win. That was a very good draft. Herbert and Tua, also not on this list. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts in the second round. But Burrow took this team that was the Bengals and has now transformed them into a should be perennial contender. They got to the Super Bowl in 2021, AFC Championship in 2022. He got hurt in 23, comeback player of the year in 24 with a really shaky defense to keep them out of the playoffs. But he has revitalized that team and really the thinking of the team to be a team that is going to pay their stars. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, under different Bengals eras and different ownership and different people in charge, administration's the word I'm looking for. Burrow, I mean, maybe Burrow's not even locked up. Saw what happened with Carson Palmer. But keeping Higgins, keeping Chase, you would think that they want to keep Trey Hendrickson. Some negotiating going on publicly there. But Joe Burrow, number 1 draft pick, maybe a layup. But again, you've got to make that pick. He gets in at number 5, best quarterback acquisitions since 2020. Number 4. This man is 2020 or 23-13 as a starter in the regular season. He's 4-2 as a starter in the postseason. And he actually got his team to a Super Bowl and should have been primed to win before Kyle Shanahan gave it away. It is pick number 262 in the 2022 NFL draft. It is Mr. Irrelevant. It is Brock Purdy. Purdy has come in, played good football, even when the pieces around him start to get sold off because now he's got to get paid. He was the last quarterback taken in a draft that wasn't very good on quarterbacks. In fact, every quarterback taken before him, none of them are on their original teams. None of the 2020... Brock Purdy is the only quarterback drafted in 2022 that is still with his original team as the end of the rookie contract comes to its completion. Every team had a chance to take Brock Purdy multiple times, but the Niners did it with the last pick. Those quarterbacks, by the way, taken in that draft, Kenny Pickett is now on his third team. Desmond Ridder, no longer with Atlanta. Malik Willis, no longer with Tennessee. Matt Corral, I believe, is in the UFL. Bailey Zappi is a Chief, maybe? Sam Howell traded. Chris Oladukun, also with the Chiefs. Skylar Thompson, I believe, in Pittsburgh, was drafted not by Pittsburgh. Dolphins, maybe? But Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, the lone guy still on his team, got his team to a Super Bowl. Number 3. Best quarterback acquisition since 2020. Number 3 is Matthew Stafford. So the other part of the Jared Goff trade, Matthew Stafford comes to the Rams. And in his first season with the Rams, throws for 4,800 yards, 41 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, and wins a Super Bowl. Now, there's been some injury setbacks, 22 and 23, better 24. Now they're paying him some more money to stick around. So maybe, like, Goff, fantasy value-wise, if you've been doing a dynasty, you might have got better luck out of him the last few years. But Stafford got these guys to a Super Bowl, which was much needed after this team moved to Los Angeles and trying to rebuild that fan base from all those years ago. Matthew Stafford to the Rams, continuing to be there. A blockbuster trade helping out both teams, but this is the team that won the Super Bowl. At number two, the Bartometer. The Bartometer is tempted right now to change the ranking here and put this guy at number one. There's many years yet for this guy to play. He could get to number one. But right now he comes in at two, and it's Jalen Hurts. Damn! Drafted in the second round by the Philadelphia Eagles in 2020. Leading the Eagles to a Super Bowl in 2022, in which he should have been the MVP in a losing effort. Winning a Super Bowl in 2024. Executing and running a play to such perfection in the tush push, i.e. brotherly shove, that it may get banned from the league. Jalen Hurts. Again, he was drafted after Jordan Love, after Herbert, after Tua, after Burrow. He's the guy that's gotten to multiple Super Bowls and won one. Jalen Hurts, there's many years he could play there. But right now he comes in at number two. Best quarterback acquisitions since 2020. To recap, number eight, Sam Darnold, Minnesota. Just the 1 year. Number seven, Jaden Daniels, drafted by the Commanders. Six, Jared Goff, via the trade to the Lions in 21. Joe Burrow, drafted to the Bengals, is number five. Number four is Brock Purdy's selection in the 2022 NFL Draft. Matthew Stafford to complete the Goff trade at number three. Jalen Hurts at two. And number one, folks, say it with me, the GOAT, Tom Brady, being signed from the Patriots to the Buccaneers in 2020. Played 3 years there, led them to a Super Bowl victory in 2020. Had 4,600 yards, 40 touchdowns that year. 2021, he threw for a league-leading 5,300 yards. So, one Super Bowl. All right, Jalen Hurts has been to a couple. Brady with just the one with Tampa. But one, it is Tom Brady. Two, not only did it elevate Tampa to a Super Bowl that year, and Tampa's at a weird 25 years where they got that Super Bowl and then so many years of bad and now they're back. But they are back. They are back. They are not what they were with those, you know, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber defenses. But they got a Super Bowl and they've been good ever since. They're a playoff team ever since. Baker Mayfield, nearly cracking this list, did a really good job of, you know, at least not inheriting something and then burning it to the ground. How terrible would it be if you had something that was being executed very well and then you come in and just trash it? Oh, it'd be terrible. There'd be riots on the streets, presumably. But that's a big wink. Tom Brady elevating the Buccaneers and then keeping them post Tom Brady. They've been able to keep that relevancy. So again,
that's why he's the GOAT!
Yes. Darnold, Jaden, Goff, Burrow, Purdy, Stafford, Hurts, Brady. Those are the best acquisitions in any way, shape, or form from quarterbacks dating back to 2020. Bartometer, you have done your service. You may sleep. Rest easy, my dear companion. Remember, Bartometer, starting in just a little bit here, you're going to be on Tuesdays now instead of Thursdays. So you got to remember that. September 2nd. So 5 months away. Thank you, Bartometer. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. Your thoughts on that and much more on The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is The Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Another rousing edition of the Bartometer in the books. Looking back at every quarterback that's been acquired since really January 1 of 2020. There was an article at NFL.com that listed a bunch, gave some reasons why they were important. It was not ranked, so the Bartometer said, we're ranking that. Sam Darnold was number 8 to the Vikings for the year he gave them. Jaden Daniels, 7. Jared Goff, 6. Joe Burrow, 5. Brock Purdy, 4. Matthew Stafford, 3. Jalen Hurts, 2. And Tom Brady at number 1. Which means, I think where the controversy could come in is, well, it's not controversial. It's where the maybe difference of opinions. I think it's that controversial in the grand scheme. But the other guys that were drafted, like a C.J. Stroud or a Justin Herbert or even, you know, a Bo Nix, maybe Baker taking over in Tampa could have been on there, not making the list. So Sam Darnold, just 1 year, but he does get on the list. And then Jaden Daniels coming in at number 7. Another NFL note. Ooh, big NFL note. First of all, guys, how did I forget about this? My apologies. Doing my business a disservice. The Dallas Cowboys acquired a new quarterback today, and I've not talked about it in 86 minutes. Joe Milton was acquired by Dallas via a trade with the New England Patriots. So Joe Milton, he's 25 years old, had a little bit of a run at Tennessee, and had a really nice final year there. And then in New England, didn't play except for the last game of the season where he was, like, impressive. 22 of 29, 240 yards, a score. And then he also ran a touchdown. He had 10 attempts, 16 yards, but he did have a rushing touchdown. Lost a fumble, but overall a great game, 111.4 rating. Fun fact, Cousins with Anquan Boldin. But he was traded to Dallas. So the Cowboys get Milton and a 7th-round pick. And then they give up a 5th-round pick. So this is one of those things where they were talking at these meetings and then a deal was done. Cooper Rush is no longer there. He signed with the Ravens. Cowboys had been looking at Jacoby Brissett, but he signed with the Cardinals. Cowboys were also looking at Drew Locke. Cowboys were also talking with Trey Lance, who they traded a 4th-round pick for, but he's still unsigned. So I'm not going to go all LaShawn McCoy and say that Dak Prescott needs to start searching out realtors, which was a real thing said on real television today, but a worthy backup, I think, and somebody that, you know, a lot of people saw and maybe can see the potential one day, and he was traded to the Cowboys. Another NFL note, the Chiefs have volunteered themselves and actually requested to the NFL that we want to play on Christmas again. And not just again, but we would be happy to be a fixture on Christmas. So the Christmas Day games are here to stay. This is a little different than Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday. Christmas could be any time. This year, it is on a Thursday. There's 1 year that it's going to skip. So then next year, it's Friday. And then when we get to 2027, it will be on a Saturday. And then 2028, you would think Sunday, but I think that's leap year rules. So then, yeah, it'd be on a Monday. So actually, the next time that we could have Christmas on a Sunday, we won't. But it doesn't matter what day it's on. The NFL is going to find a way to put games on. The ratings were big, some 23 million people. Not as highly watched as the Thanksgiving games. Those are some of the highest rated games of the year. I mean, these mid-afternoon Cowboys games dip into the upper 30s in terms of people watching. And Thanksgiving football, Thanksgiving by its nature is be indoors, eat, and watch TV. You can't have, and the first couple of Thanksgiving dinners back in the 1600s, I'm sure, went fine without TV. But today, you can't have a Thanksgiving dinner without a TV. Not a proper one. Whether it's the parade in the morning or the football games. Now they're trying to throw college basketball games on and even college football games. And, you know, maybe you watch a movie at night. But Thanksgiving, you're going to be on a couch. You're going to be on a recliner. You're going to have a TV on. And that, of course, has been something that the Lions and Cowboys volunteered so long ago, and they're always on. The NFL added a third game to that. And the first time, I believe the first time they added a third game at night, the Chiefs were a part of it because the Chiefs wanted in on that too. And the NFL thought, now we're going to cycle this around a little bit. But now, with there being a Christmas game, the Chiefs have stepped in and they want to play every year. So we'll see if the NFL acquiesces that request. This year, Christmas will have three games again. It'll be on a Thursday. Two will be on Netflix, and then the next one on Amazon Prime. But there will be three games on Christmas again. Alex, Christmas Day, was your viewership of these games? Last year it was Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Steelers. Were you more locked in, less locked in, as locked in as the Thanksgiving? Have you adapted to on Christmas Day? Because that was a big NBA day for a long time, but
right, but now, yeah, I'm now still Christmas. Always locked into the NBA instead. Like I just never changed. I just kept with the NBA instead of the NFL, to be honest.
So did you watch it at all?
Nope.
You watched Spurs Knicks and Celtics,
yeah, I was
Sixers,
actually
the whole gambit?
At work that day, so I was just I remember I think I watched like one of the games. I think I watched a Texans game, but that was it.
Oh. I think I want to volley this question over to Marco Belletti. Hi, Marco.
Hello, Bart.
Was your Christmas Day viewing, did that include a lot of the football?
Very little. A little bit of when the night was over and everybody was finally asleep and you could catch like a little bit of the last game. But during the day, no, it's too much running around, too much with the kids. It's not the day for me to be able to sit down unless it's something that's overly meaningful, which are the Giants. No, I can catch it later or go back and watch it again if I have to.
Yeah, a couple years ago, the Packers played on Christmas. So that was, I guess, easier to make an excuse to watch because for the longest time, and I'm just thinking of where I spend these holidays, typically at the in-laws, and we have no problem. I did not marry into a family that was going to be like, no, we don't watch TV around the holiday. No, the TV's on, okay? And if there's a sport game on, that's what I call it, that is on. And then on Thanksgiving, the games are on all day, and everybody's aware, like, we need to put a game on. On Christmas, what I found was it wasn't that people didn't want to watch it. It was that they just didn't care, okay?
Yeah.
So we're in the basement to open presents. There is a TV there. We don't turn it on. It's present time. So I did have the phone. I did have the phone, the video on the phone. And then it was on the TV upstairs, which I would go run upstairs and say, I'm just going to want to check the score, a.k.a. I got to put out a little more Captain in my Diet Coke. I'm getting there. It feels like you're cheating, like you're on a wrong timeline, like this isn't supposed to be the way it is. But I think we've gotten to a point now where Christmas football is here to stay, and the Chiefs want to be a part of that. So still trying to come around, but enjoying it enough.
I think it depends on, again, where you are. And for me, like I think this past Christmas, it's hard to remember what it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I think I was at my parents' house, which they have like a little bit of a different setup. So like the TV is kind of quasi, it's not upstairs, like a three-step thing. Like you could see it from the dining room table, but you can't see it well unless you're sitting in like two or three different seats. So, and we have a tendency to sit around the table basically the whole time unless we're opening gifts because, you know, we're Italian and we just eat for 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to really watch the games, and you don't see family enough, so you wind up, it's on, you hear it, you know what's going on, the phone's telling you, like, you know, what the score is, but I can't say I'm sitting there watching it. Like, afterwards, if you're like, what happened? I could tell you what the score is. I got a vibe, I get a general feel, but I didn't watch it. I don't know what that big 3rd-and-8 was in the third quarter. So I think that's how we're watching these games, holidays, not Thanksgiving, holidays in general, and it just kind of sucks, to be fair, because it's nice that it's there and it's almost like a security blanket, but we're not watching them the way we watch Sunday football.
Yeah, I still, you know, I'll watch it whenever it's on. I don't think there was an NFL game this year that I missed. One. I don't think I missed one. I'm talking like the early morning stuff, Sunday night football. There was a Sunday night, Buccaneers Cowboys. I did fall asleep early for one of the reasons I said earlier in this segment.
Good for you. You woke up for all those Germany, London disaster zones.
Oh, yeah. All the Saturday games. Everywhere. I don't think I missed at least a window. Like, you know, red zone, there's a lot going on. I did not miss a window of football this year.
That is child's play. As a soccer fan, I have to wake up at 7:30 every weekend.
Yeah, but that's for a good game. There's a difference. Giants, Panthers in Germany, I got to tell you, as a Giant fan, pass. And I had to be on the air afterwards. Sitting through that for 4 hours was like, oh, yeez. Awful. Awful football. So there are times where you just, I mean, I want to watch good football. I don't want to watch slop.
I will not miss. I will not. We do not get enough of it. I cherish it when it's here. And so far, I want to also tell you this. Now, it's only been 1 week. But so far, I have not missed a window of UFL football.
You know,
for the 2025 season.
Not only is that a problem, I'm a little disappointed in you that you didn't text me because I didn't know that there was UFL football until I think it was 4 days later. I had no clue that they even played a game until everybody started yelling at me that the ratings were down. And I said, the ratings down in what? I had no idea. So I blame that on you. If you're going to sit there and watch it, I should at least get a text. Hey, this is on. I know you're not going to turn it on, but be aware that they're playing again.
Okay, well, are you in tomorrow?
Yes, but earlier. So, for your purposes, no.
Because there's a UFL game on Friday night, so you need to add those in your updates.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
All right. Fair enough. You do you, I do me. We're our own men. That is fine. But I am telling you. I did my job. I'm telling you. You go wherever you want to go.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I did get a message here that the Bartometer missed Lamar Jackson. We had a list of best quarterbacks, or at least the best acquisitions by teams for quarterbacks since 2020. Lamar Jackson became a Raven and has stayed a Raven in 2018. I suppose you could say that they re-signed him, but that I didn't. I'm not saying that. So Lamar Jackson, that's why Lamar Jackson was not on the list. We can discuss that a little further coming up. Right now, let's get an update. Here is Marco Belletti.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, we do the Bartometer. Until September 2nd, it will move to Tuesdays. Top quarterback acquisition since 2020, Sam Darnold, Vikings at 8. Jaden Daniels, drafted by the Commanders at 7. Number 6, Jared Goff, traded to Detroit. Joe Burrow, drafted by Cincy, 5. Brock Purdy, drafted by the Niners, 4. Matthew Stafford, the back end of that Goff trade, to the Rams, 3. Jalen Hurts, 2. And Tom Brady, number 1. Bartometer enthusiast, Robert in Annapolis. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Bart, thanks for taking my call. Worthy effort by the Bartometer, or as I now call it, the Robartometer. But I'd have to have Jalen Hurts number one. I'd have to have Joe Burrow ahead of Brock Purdy, and I'd have to have C.J. Stroud in lieu of Sam Darnold. And, you know, I once inspired a second Bartometer in the same show, among other things. If it did the reverse and the worst acquisitions, if it ever came up with anything other, any player other than Deshaun Watson as the worst, we'd have to send the baby back in the shop. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Let me tell you, Robert, the Bartometer, as the list is happening, it gives me number two. And I was very close to lying and making an executive decision, putting Tom Brady there, because I figured he'd be one, putting Tom Brady there and making Jalen Hurts number one. It was very close to doing that, but I just couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Anyhow, I understand you and Carlos are going to get together for a game tomorrow. I hope you enjoy yourselves, but remember, what happens in Chicago stays in Chicago. And thanks for taking my call, my friend.
Oh, Robert, thanks for the call. I am both dreading and looking forward to Friday. So Carlos Ortiz, he is in Chicago. Cubs fan. He's going to the game with me, the home opener Friday. I'll get up a little earlier than I normally do. I live about 90 minutes away. Now, this does not count for Chicago traffic, as I am driving down. Plenty of options. I'm going to drive. Got a parking spot picked out about a mile and a half away that I've already paid for, so hopefully that works. Otherwise, we're going to have a real long afternoon. But also, there is rain in the forecast. So there's rain in the forecast. And if this game gets postponed, or if this game gets, certainly if it gets canceled, that will suck. But if it gets postponed, like, I can't stick around there all day. I am working at night. I'm working. I need to get back and do the show, and I'll be doing the show from Milwaukee. Maybe I could last chance pivot and try to do it from Chicago, but I'd like to be in my own bed at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. I think the rain might hold off at least for the start of the game. And, you know, if I watch six innings and then it rains, like, I got no problem deucing out and leaving Carlos on his own. So we'll see. I'll update you tomorrow. We'll hear from Carlos. We'll see how it was tomorrow at the game. Rob is in Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Bart. Oh, Captain, my Captain. I toast you tonight with my Baja Blast Mountain Dew Zero, my friend.
Oh, man, the minute that they made those available on the shelves and not just Taco Bell, that was a great day for humanity.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. But I love the Bartometer tonight. I was sitting here listening to it, and my Alexa cut out on me because the internet cut out on the last two. Because as you were reading them off, I was saying this quarterback's going to be next, this quarterback's going to be next. And every quarterback that you chose has contributed in a great fashion for the teams that they were inquired by. And I'm getting frustrated over here because I didn't know the last two, but I guessed them. And I said Hurst is number two and Brady's number one, because Brady number one, that's a no-brainer. I mean, he went to Tampa Bay that first year with them, and what did he do? He brought him to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, come on.
Hurts has been two Super Bowls, one. Yep. If he had two Super Bowl wins, you got to put him ahead of Brady then.
Then you flip him. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and,
you know,
Brady's retired. Hurts could win more, but we only know what we know in terms of their success up to this point.
Absolutely. But I mean, what are the odds? I mean, yeah, Brady was a great quarterback. And, you know, did you really think he was going to bring Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl that year? I don't think anybody did. And I don't think anybody thought that Sam Darnold was going to do what he did. And that's why I'm glad you had him on the list. But everybody else contributed. I mean, Jaden Daniels, he came out of nowhere. He came from Mars. you know, and pulled it
out. I won the Heisman, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but he, I agree with you 100%. So, yes. And also, I'd like to say, have a great time. I hope you don't get caught in the rain tomorrow night with Carlos. And one other thing, you know, I was sitting here listening. Is it just me? But does Marco and Carlos almost sound the same? They have the same kind of characteristics personality-wise on the radio. I get confused sometimes because Marco sounds like Carlos and Carlos sounds like Marco. I don't know if you hear it. I'm blind, so I pick it up more.
Well, yeah, I distinguish them very accurately.
But there's some words, the way they, I don't know if it's a New York thing or what, but they sound a lot alike.
Do you want to hear the secret, Rob? Do you want the secret?
What's the secret?
Marco Belletti is actually a character that Carlos plays.
Oh, now I get it.
Marco Belletti's not a real person.
Thing. They're both
Carlos
Giants
is not
fans.
In Chicago. He's just doing the updates as Marco tonight. That's the real truth.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for taking my call.
There it is. Rob in Connecticut. Always appreciate both those guys, Robert and Rob. And you could be as well loved by the adoring audience as them at any time. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A hearty congratulations to the Chattanooga, let's go with the Mocs. Chattanooga men's basketball team cutting down the nets in overtime at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis with an 85-84 win over UC Irvine. If you are craving more college basketball, we've got the Final Four this weekend, but the day starts earlier with the college basketball crown semis between Boise State, Nebraska, and UCF and Villanova. Oh, what a great time to be a fan of meaningless postseason tournaments, but it's not meaningless to them, Bart Winkler Show.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.